This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah! It's the Gatta! The Gas Comedy Podcast. That's how you know, because that horn went off. That is actually not a horn. That
panda.
Is actually Wim Diff's asshole.
Panda.
Every
panda,
morning.
Panda. Oh shit! I actually found out where it comes from. Apparently, it comes from reggae music, raga music, like dancehall, like.
So, boys.
Yeah,
that's
what my asshole sounds like.
Wim Diff asshole is as old as his personality. Is.
Wow, that's
just a squinched up little asshole who shits history. You're so old, you nice. Shit history. Wow. Right, it's Dusty Rich and the Gas Comedy Podcast. I'm here with
Wim Diff.
No, you, man. Come on. Don't fuck up the flow.
Voice
fuck changed. It's Varane Eastside. Yeah, what's up?
We're in Uncle Wim Diff is here.
Eric Janssen.
Eric Janssen to his mom. Wim Diff to his adoring fans all around.
He said
around.
Uncle. He'd be like that pedo uncle.
For sec.
Eric's adoring fans all around East Rand.
Thank you. I don't have all those in the East Rand, actually.
All around really Reicha Park.
I don't. It's weird. Cause
do you have any fans in Reicha Park?
No, it's an MTV thing.
Do they
like,
see
are you that guy from...
Do they see you on MTV guy? And then they get
all
stoked?
Yeah, and people are like, must we still vote for you? And I'm like, please. Cause
what do you mean? Wow, are you in a competition?
Yeah, it's that rookie outlaw thing, so we're pranking people.
Oh, and then they see who's the best.
And then
they pay you shit on the actual television
and
show.
And then they decide.
So it's basically like a waiter. You make more money with the tips than the actual thing.
You know what competitions are for, right? You know what all competitions are for? Every competition,
absolutely fucking
for.
Nothing.
It's to promo whoever set up the competition. That's what a competition is for. It's to promo the people. Like that's how it works.
Set it up.
Especially SMS now. Oh, if so you SMS, you're really helping me. You're not. You're helping the brand.
So you can take this all the way to the top. So us voting for politicians, who's the?
Why did they do that?
Because Arica.
No one's Rika, they phone.
So did you Rika yourself?
IEC is like, dude, we can't even put addresses on
iPhone.
Our system.
We'll Brika your cell phone.
Yeah, we'll Brika your cell phone. Wow. You have to vote with your Apple ID.
Oh, shit.
Do you have an Apple ID?
No.
You don't.
I have an Android.
Is yours on the local? Is there anyone or the American one?
I have both of them. I have a property in America.
Wow.
Because you have to put an address. I believe it's a McDonald's.
Right. I'm at the University of Miami.
Shit. That's posh. I should have gone up. I should have done Pennsylvania Avenue.
No, I'm sure they saw your photo. They're like, McDonald's. That looks about right.
Yeah. He probably lives there.
He lives there.
Pennsylvania Avenue. Do you know? I said that and you guys didn't take a shit. No. You guys need to fucking open a window. That's the White House's address.
I was just going to say, that sounds very official, like Pentagon Area 52.
I don't know what number it is in Pennsylvania. It's
the whole thing.
Pennsylvania. Imagine you're like, 127 Pennsylvania. And then someone goes and he's like, fuck that guy. He said the White House 127. That's down the street.
And then tomorrow America bombs just your house.
They don't have that kind of intelligence. Shut up, they're listening.
Oh, yes.
Do you think the FBI listens to podcast in South Africa? I hope. Fuck, we could use the listeners.
Well, I think after Simi's last one, where he had a partially Arab comedian on there.
What do you mean partially Arab? What is that?
Oh, the guy's like a mix Gaston.
Yeah, he's Jamaican.
Gaston, that sounds French as fuck.
Well, he's Jamaican and Egyptian and Arab and...
He's a real colored. Like I don't think I don't know why he's a real
genuine
mixed race.
He commented on something on my Facebook and I just put a question mark. I didn't know what it meant, and then he translated it and he was I think he saw me and then he was like, you probably understand Arabic.
Oh, that's awkward. Like, what a racist. Why, you just think I'm a color and then you can say what I think?
Speak the language.
That's amazing. Holy,
then I make those
holy
sounds.
Ball sacks.
Holy shit.
We're joined by a special guest at some point.
Here he is.
There we go.
Please speak of the devil and he shall appear. Please
don't
take a
speak
seat.
Yet. That is a joke. They say if Jesus comes in, is it right
to
say?
What?
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
Don't speak yet until you're close to that thing.
And have this on
your head. Let's do an official welcome. Hi. Let's do an official welcome.
So we have a new guest. Who is he? He's going to tell us in a minute.
Thank you, voiceover artist.
Jeez. This guy is the worst security guard in the world.
I was telling about last night's thing. Let Dave tell you. This is
let's introduce you.
First of all, who are you? Exactly like he announced. No, let him guess. He announces like this. He goes, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the whatever. Like the worst announcement ever at a comedy club. It should be up and vibey like you did now. Then Tips has to do his own intro because it's just so cuck. And then plus he's security and in charge of everything. This guy, a random dude from the audience, walks up onto stage and creeps behind the curtain and just comes past like this while Tips, who was on stage?
CRB.
So CLB's on stage, and he just goes, he looks through the thing like this, he goes, no, you can't, you come off, get off the stage. And he goes, I'm funny.
And then I grabbed him.
But then security grabbed him and picked him up and then left. Him out. Then he was funny because he was trying to kick and scream.
Was he a big dude?
Little guy. And then he's hilarious. You know what? I was upstairs with him and he was a bit drunk and he kind of waved at me like he knows me.
Right.
And I looked at him and I thought, you know, maybe it's like a young up and coming guy and I'm like seeing him at the box or something. Nothing.
That's one way to get staged.
But you know what was cool? Like he said, I'm funny. And then CFB was thrown off a bit, but he actually worked it in quite nicely. He's a pro. But then I realized the guy was so drunk, he got thrown out of the club. Maybe he didn't pay for his drinks. He's actually smart. He's like, I can't pay for the drinks. I'm going to quickly pull this move that I've only seen done once in the history. He's got a mentor that tells him, listen, if you need to ever get out of a drinks bill, walk on stage and go, I'm funny. And the security guys will throw you out, and you get in your car and you go home.
We need to, that if you're crazy. Listening from other comedy clubs, keep an eye out for small, I'm funny guy.
Yeah.
But you know what's cool? I think he's supposed to phone Kate if you want to open mic spot.
Yeah.
I don't know the rules of open mic comedy.
This is not the line of communication. Wow. You need to welcome Dave to the Gas Comedy Podcast. It is Dave Levinson. I'm leaving for another country, so Dave is here to see if he likes it. So
I really feel so nice. Who's this guy? Out there,
this is Duncan.
Our producer.
He's our producer.
He's wearing Uzi on Uzi.
Sorry, he looks like a handsome.
He does that.
Will I am.
He looks like a handsome Will I am.
I feel like I'm at the gym now. There's always guys at the gym with headphones on.
But dude, wear those tight pants.
Do you know what the most germ holding place is in your body?
The germ, the most area. Congregation of germs?
Good word. A congregation of
definitely
germs.
Definitely my ball sack. That's what that is.
Aren't you engaged so you get it licked often?
Well, fuck.
By an engaging fan.
The clicking ball sacks. Later,
you know what's nice? This podcast, you said, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome Dave Levinson. Bam! We went in.
We're already there. Ball sack.
Nina's not even here.
When you say ball sack, she appears. It's like when you say Rumpelstiltskin.
Hey, what was that in the corner?
It's actually your ear hole.
Wow.
Your ear hole is the biggest congregation of germs.
Why?
And your mouth. Well, it's moist and it's a perfect growth area for bacteria.
You are literally explaining my ball sack. I don't understand.
Yeah, but your ball sack can't hear me.
Yeah.
It hasn't got a cochlea.
Shit. You know
there's definitely a cochlea.
It's some streptococcus.
There's a cochlea.
Who named the germs? Like some perv.
No, a Latin.
What's that germ? That's a streptococcus.
Oh, jeez, shit. Man. Wow.
Like, who's that guy? Does he even work here? Yeah. I'm funny.
Oh, yeah.
He's just in a lab coat. Hi, what are you doing here? I'm naming the germs.
Aren't
you the pervert from down the road?
I'm funny.
No.
That's the streptococcus.
What's that? That's the pusillotomy.
But we can't speak a lot about sex because the show after us with Jonty is the sex.
Who cares? Yeah. What we are doing is foreplay for his show. What are you
damn.
Literally, we are making.
Ryan's uncomfortable because I've got my hand on his knee.
No, but I don't think he's the kind of guy that does foreplay. That's the impression.
He's a sex expert. That guy will touch you on your.
Are you trying to tell me that a sex expert doesn't do foreplay?
Yeah. No, that guy will touch you on your staphylococcus.
Touch you on your studio.
Streptococcus is very common. You get it just
in
from
your throat,
talking and kissing.
We've already fired on all cylinders in this show. We probably all have a bunch of each other's staphylococcus in each other.
What I'm saying is your ear holes have the most germs. So this radio show
is
infection. All the germs in the world are in these earphones.
And
I'm showing the viewers.
And I think those are Garrett.
For those that don't know, he just put the earphone up to
Garrett
the microphone.
Has his own. Yeah.
No, those are Garrett.
That's fine.
I don't understand.
Oh, he's got his own?
He's smart. Most pros bring their own phones in. If
I'm
going to
get an ear infection. Who was on this fucking show? Malcolm Glooley was on it.
You
might as well go to the clinic.
That's it.
They call they call the worst guys.
The worst guys.
So do we talk about each stuff or comedy? Or do we
let's get to the show. Right.
I like
so on the show
can
today.
You just go through each guy. What are you doing here?
I'm the hype man. Thank you.
He's the hype man.
I talk shit as well. Yeah.
And lackey.
And they make fun of me.
Your name?
My name is Eric Janssen.
Also, what the?
I think he's doing that because he got my number last night and then he didn't save it on his phone.
Why
was
like,
he didn't know Eric guy. Colored security.
Yeah.
I'm the straight guy on the show.
Well, when you say straight, you mean in comedy-wise.
Yes.
You're so campus crazy.
Just because he takes care of himself.
Yeah, don't hate Dave just because I'm way prettier than you are.
He does.
There we go.
Look at his fucking eyebrows.
You know, he used to call me, what is it? The Arabic Jesus.
Wow.
It was just Jesus.
Yeah, he's just Jesus.
I called you the Zimbabwean Jesus. Wow. Didn't have, you had like one loaf.
We thought that was Morgan Tsvangirai, but clearly that didn't work out.
So on the show today, we have the normal sections. We have comediology. No, comeducation.
There we go.
I don't know what
comeducation. Sounded nice though.
Yes, it does sound nice.
Just remind me about that when I leave. So I can put it in
my phone. Comeducation is...
Do you know what saved, under?
What?
Albino comedian.
Wow, that's blazing. I think he did save it as albino comedian.
That's your other name anyway.
Oh, I'm shit.
Sure. That's your stage
name. I'm not an
albino. Comeducation, where we tell the audience...
Like, a negative of Trevor Noah.
Let him finish, man. Shit.
From education, which is education about comedy to people who are listening, who might be comedians or not. And then Dave's just going to undress right now. And then Industrious Bastards is about people who are doing stuff in the industry. Then we have some comedy clips by
Matt Donaghy.
And then we will phone a comedian later. And then we will finish the show with some comedy news. Do you have comedy news? Do your fucking job, bro.
You know what's weird is that you phoned Martin Evans on this show.
Yes.
And I was sitting next to him. He was staying at my house.
Oh, at the time?
But the weird thing is, I'm talking, you know, when you're talking to someone, so we're both watching something. and he answers the phone and talks to you guys. But he's talking about comedy. So I'm answering the stuff that he's talking about. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, some of the guys in the industry are just cunts. And I look around and he's like, oh, he's actually on the phone. talking to one of them.
horrible. So today we're not necessarily going to stick to the things because this is a introduction for Dave to the show. But I want to talk about what's happening in the industry and where it's going because I'm going. So what I'm going to do, you know, when you're not with your auntie and you have cousins,
yeah,
and then you fuck off for happening. 4 years and you come back and then the cousins have boobs. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
That's you're not allowed to bath. You're not allowed to bath with them.
You're not allowed to bath with them anymore. That's
you know what's cool.
Your uncle's still cool. He's like you can bath with them.
Your aunt still phones me all the time.
So when I come back,
I get that's a good.
So when I come back,
is that
in
allegory?
4 years,
what is that? Is that?
I think it's an allegory. When I come back in 4 years, the industry is going to be different, and I want to know what could happen.
All right, that's so you're leaving.
That's what we discussed.
But you know, have you also got that attitude in the army before you left?
Apparently, Duncan says so. Duncan says
before
I was
you leave the army, they call it the Mindagevoel, which is I haven't got that many days left on my service.
So
I kind of lose a little bit of my attitude and start becoming a little bit lax.
But I think
are you more vibed up?
I think I'm more vibed up because I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen on the other side. I don't know what I'm stepping into. So I'm
this could be the end.
The seven stages of
it
hell.
Literally Dante. Is the other side. Come
can we
on
change
now.
Your name to Dante Rich?
Dusty Dante Rich, which means...
Are you excited?
I am extremely excited.
Where are you going?
Brisbane, specifically, but I will be traveling a lot.
You're going to find
Brisbane
a
is my home.
You
base.
Know what is nice? We'll grow boobs and you're going to get an accent.
Wow.
Come on, Gilly. I already have an accent. not an Australian one.
And someone already has boobs. I'm not going to mention names.
Her boob. Fuck you, man.
Okay, move.
My son's shirt.
It's not.
It's
not,
like I don't gym. I just wear really small clothes.
They're not big boobs. You have like you have exactly what a cousin would grow in 4 years. Boobs.
Wow.
I don't have a belt.
That's a nice shirt, Jack Rabbit's. Anyway,
what is for Easter?
So, like, let's look at the current industry and its current state. Like, I'd like to go through the seven stages of hell of comedy.
Okay.
And let's go right up because Eric can give us some insights into this TV. Comedians are getting a bit of TV now.
Yes.
Yes, you're on a TV show where they get you to be in a competition so they can promo the show.
Yes.
And that is MTV.
MTV's You Got Got, yes.
And then Comedy Central is doing a lot of stuff for comedy TV.
Roast Battles.
The Roast Battle was the most recent one. We spoke about that last show.
SABC Bantu Hour.
Bantu Hour is another one.
Just before that, obviously, it was Late Night News.
Late Night News, which is the... I don't know if Bantu Hour is getting another
but
season.
But I see SABC, because I don't have... SABC started having comedy segments.
Well, listen, there was an article that came out yesterday that SABC 3 has now also had the quota imposed on them, 90% local content.
Oh, that's
for
fantastic
SABC 3,
for us.
Which is good and bad because you kind of like, are they just going to shut out content now? They're just going to shut out
now. Well, you know what it means? It means that there's a big opportunity for local stand up to appear on it, but the problem is no one's going to be watching.
Apparently,
the
Carvin Goldstone already got a call.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, so how much do you want for your 1 hour? So, I mean, there is talks of that.
Nice.
So I think TV is going to explode for comedians. Do you agree? Let's go around the room. Farhan, do you agree?
I think so.
Thank you for that.
I'm just trying to move along.
Explode that.
It's a straight car.
Explode that. But yeah, there's going to be more TV, which means, you know, get your specials ready. But I do believe that means going to be a fucking quality drop like crazy.
But that's
someone's beeping.
That's okay. Mm-hmm.
But that's exactly what you just said now is the nail on the head.
Yeah.
We've got that's five shows.
Yeah. If you go to any other country like that, there's maybe 6 or 7 main shows, and then there's obviously the other. They're on mainstream. They're like the little.
They're on like non-mainstream like channels.
A prank show.
Yeah.
Or there's a little bit of a reality show that's funny.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of shows there, but I don't think we have the industry, the people and the writers and the talent to
We don't have the background. We don't, and that's another thing that comedians need to realize, because a lot of comedians listen to the show. Well, four. And
name them.
Simi, are you out there? Are you on the social network?
Simi's not saying anything. I've been waiting.
He doesn't have a life.
He gets a cup of tea
and his gown, and he sits in front of his computer like an old granny and next to the fireplace.
Were you still on last week?
Yeah. So he said, why weren't you guys on? And I said, no, we were on. He goes, I didn't see anything on social media. I was like, because Eric wasn't there.
Yeah, Eric, wake the fuck up, bro.
I'm awake, man. I'm waiting for this guy.
He's expert.
Social media.
All the young people, we just give it to them. How young are you? You should know social media. Take it off.
20 years of age.
So
are you 20?
Yes.
I'm 47.
Wow, Dave could be my dad.
Literally.
No, but you can call him dad.
I wish I had a kid.
Why?
I could make him so famous.
Make me famous regardless, man. Like I could fake you.
The infrastructure's not. We don't have international standards. So you go to Parkes Comedy Club. Look at that. You sit there. There's lighting. There's things.
Yeah.
Goliath Club last night. I brought a friend of mine from overseas last night. Sat with me.
Yes.
He watched the thing. He said this place is amazing.
Yeah. Beautiful.
He says, look at the you can't. I don't think I would never say if you blindfolded me and brought me here. I said if I blindfolded you, I wouldn't bring you here.
Wow.
I says you wouldn't know that you're in the middle of Joburg at a comedy club. And then I said to him, I said, hang on a minute. So these infrastructures are here. There's Comedy Central just waiting. It hasn't exploded.
A full channel. No, it won't.
You said it to me. You said the first roast to do. You are the pioneer.
I was the first.
I was on the first. The Comedy Central specials.
It's live at Parker's.
Live at Parker's. So John Fismas was the first one.
Yes.
The second one was Conrad Koch. I was on that one.
Yeah.
No one remembers that one.
Yeah, because the production was
amazing. Our production is there. They're finding out how to do it. They're finding how to edit.
It was just like a black sheet at the back.
They're trying to find out, and yet they should have a ton of background information, like just a book that says how to do a TV show.
This has been going on for 50 years.
Have you ever seen specials on the old Comedy Central when the old logo? Remember, had like the world logo with the buildings.
Yes.
Did you ever see those specials?
Yes, did you ever see the Dane Cooks?
Even before that. What's his name? The guy that died of. Oh, wait, I'm asking which comedian died of a drug overdose. Mitch Hedberg.
Did you ever see
Mitch Hedberg special?
Yes, yeah.
There's a crane shot of the back.
Yes.
Almost 8 kilometers away.
Yes, and it's not once or twice. It's that sun background.
It's 10 times. There's Comedy Central. There's a producer. They're going, okay, guys, we're going to do this fantastic show. It's a comedian.
Yeah.
They're going to do facial expressions and they're going to be funny.
It's a three shot.
Tight on the face.
Yeah.
And don't ever lose on the face, because if you cut away to something, you're going to miss a facial expression.
Yes, exactly.
They do this 8 kilometer crane shot. That's not that old. It's 1984, 85.
Yeah.
No, it's 90s. No, that's right. Comedy Central wasn't around then.
Yeah.
So it's 90s.
I was born in 84. I was like, shit, that's way back.
84, you were born. I had my first ball here in 83.
Wow.
No.
Way to mark his birth.
But look at his hair. Now.
Nah. Look at it now. Glowing.
You're not his father. You're not his father.
Eric's father. You're my dad.
I am your father, Eric.
So comedians need to realize that. I know you're doing stand-up on there, and everyone bitches about, you can't make it in stand-up just doing stand-up. There are other jobs.
What you also just said now, in a nice way, is saying comedians must up their game.
Big time. You can't just go up on stage, fucking wing it, and
The guy's doing open mic. How many have you done? He said, I've done plenty. I've done the box there. So I watch him. I said, did you even know there was an audience there? Did you even acknowledge them? Or did you just do your set and think, well, they'll laugh at this and this and this? If they're not laughing at it, you've got to throw that set away and start being funny.
Exactly.
I don't know his name. You don't know his name either, because he was there.
Sorry,
I know his name, actually.
But I'm not going to say it. You can get out into writing. And also, don't just go and write. Like, figure out how to write. Get a course. Do an editing course.
Pick up a pen.
But speaking of writing, we spoke about a couple of comedy shows on TV, right?
Yes.
But there's tons of local sitcoms. We've had this conversation before.
Yes.
But there aren't South African comedians writing on these shows.
No. There's just writers.
Yeah, and we're like, why is that?
And there's only a handful, man. You look on all those credits, and they're all the same dudes. They're all the same dudes and dudettes just writing the same thing. We need some diversity in there. But the problem is also is like comedians, they don't know how to write. We go into those bunch of hour sessions and shit like that. And guys are like writing on napkins and you gotta, you know what I mean?
You gotta use, we know you don't have an
if I would do that if I was cohesive, take the writers without patronizing them. Say here's a course, we're all gonna do it, it's gonna take a day. We're gonna go to this place.
Yes.
Maybe you learn something, maybe you don't.
Well, I went to one Toastmasters.
This guy came
and said,
I do Toastmasters, I'm advanced, whatever. Mm. And the other day we did a comedy thing and we learned how to comedy. And I said, well, how can you learn?
There was no comedians.
So he said, no, we learn how to speak in a comedic, humorous way if you're doing a speech.
Yeah.
So there's a CEO of a company, because that's what Toastmasters does.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
On the course.
You give them that icebreaker.
And I looked at his, I said, give me the advanced book, give it to me. So he goes, his car, he fetches it. You must see if I could take 20 comedians, I can name them now. I said, just read 5 pages of that book.
Yeah.
Just to see the basics of it. Some of the rules were weird because it's Toastmasters.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
They've
got to
the
clap
rules.
Until they
sometimes
get up to stage.
Yeah, you got to look and say, no, I'm not doing that.
Well, I mean, that's the point
of
comedy.
They stick to it.
Yeah.
And I said to him, at a comedy club, you would not be able to do 5 of those things.
So I've performed with guys that were Toastmasters that then tried to transition into stand up comedy. And you could clearly, on the lineup, see it was the old Sufa comedy at Rudaport Theatre.
Yeah. That's where they would.
You could legit see. Who was a Toastmaster and who was actually...
Yeah, like...
You could discern
insane,
that.
Insane.
Were you a Toastmaster? Because your set's like that.
It used to. When last have you seen
me? Insert laugh here. At the opening of the Goliath Club.
Oh, but that was 5 minutes.
That was 5 minutes.
That's all I need, man. I want 5 minutes of
no,
pancake.
No, it's not. Like,
I don't have to eat the whole pancake to know what it tastes like.
It's a situation of, you know, learn rules... Figure out the game and then break them.
Yeah. So then would you take writers now and say, let's go and do a course. Let's go and see what.
Well, the thing is, I went on a
stop writing on napkins.
I went on a course to not to learn how to write, but to use the industry standard programming to write. Do you know what I mean? To write and sell text.
When you write a script, you've got to have that double spacing with the
people
thing
don't.
And the lines.
You know, directors and editors and guys that are getting production people that get the scripts, they don't give a shit about your word. Document, or you know what I mean? They want to see the industry standard because that's how you streamline the shit. That's how you get the shit quickly to production. That's another thing is I've pitched 4 shows to a channel this year that none of them were picked up. They were cheap.
But there's also, a way to do it. And one of the ways is, like, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Well, that's
the
point.
Make sure you can write it nicely and do the thing.
Yeah, but I knew the dude.
And pitches are also not.
I knew the dude. And
so
the dude.
Was it like what do they call it? A commissioning editor?
No money.
First 4 shows you should do for free anyway.
Well, they were practically free. They were petrol. That's what I was asking.
Like those gigs that you do anyway. We haven't got any money, but you can have a drinks bar, drinks tab, and you can have a meal. And you're like, okay,
I'll have that at home. But thank you. So there are. If there's gonna be a growth in the industry, there needs to be growth in the background stuff. There needs
so that's
to be growth
you call
in the
education.
Yes. What?
So start a comedy school.
Well, no. Well, you see, the problem
come
with...
Come on, you know the
Goliaths
are
going to
start
thing.
A comedy school. You know it.
This is another thing.
Stop giving ideas.
On Monday, like the Goliath Comedy Academy. Come to the Goliath Comedy Academy. Name up rule, learn to say away. First lesson.
That's funny. Learn to say away. Don't use too much force, my bro.
Wrong.
Come back and say...
How to drive a BMW.
Come back and say... So, well, this is the whole conversation is because my problem with is if you legitimize it too much, you're gonna dilute it and it's gonna be shit and there's gonna be no originals. There was this comic that was at the New Comics Award. What was his name? You were telling me about him.
No, let's not name it.
Okay, not name it. But this dude, instead of doing a set on that New Comics thing, he basically did a set about how people should vote for him.
No, that is funny.
I thought you were talking about
the misogynistic guy. No, so this guy was Summary. He's a guy killing on the Vanak scene.
So this dude did a Vanak set about like... He didn't do his set. All he did was talk about how people there should vote for him.
But it was still funny.
Hilarious.
He killed because he was like, guys, let's not waste time. We know why we're here. You need to vote for me.
You see what I mean?
You need to vote.
And that shit
you're
not going
to
learn.
He took his set, crumpled up and said, I need to change this.
Exactly. You're not going to learn that at school.
On that
Academy
movie, have you seen Funny Bones?
Yes, Funny Bones.
The guy's dad is funny, but he is a comedian and he's just lost his stuff.
What's his name? It's with
Tom.
No,
that guy.
Oh, fuck it. Google it.
That guy. But he also said, go to the edge. And he'd never been pushed to the edge because no one said to him, you know what I want you to do? Tonight I want you to chuck your set away and I want you to go out there and tell people to vote for you but make it funny.
Yeah.
Comedians should be able to do that. I should be able to tell you a story
Now.
My mom tells a story, or something. My mom is funny, though. That someone else tells a story. They went to the
Your
cricket.
Mom is funny.
We saw the stuff. We did whatever. The comedian should be able to do it and make it funny.
Well, that, Buster Keaton, remember I told you about it was Buster Keaton that said it? Yes. Is comedians, good comedians say things funny, great comedians make things funny. So that for me, and I took that lesson from fucking day one.
I don't know if Mel Miller told me, obviously, this.
Maybe Mel Miller made it up because it's opening,
clown opens a door funny.
Yeah.
And a comedian opens funny doors.
Yes.
Also, yeah, oh, that's
well, that's, it's also smart.
That's, also that's, but I don't know, well, that's a very similar.
What are we in a fucking lesbian poetry?
Oh shit.
Well, I'd love to be in a lesbian.
Oh shit.
No, you won't. You got dirty balls. They don't like
that. The callback section.
That's why they became lesbian.
Unless you fold it into a crudely fashioned vagina.
Wow.
Well, it would be crudely fashioned.
I was stuck in Madagascar. Just
yes, you were.
To a comedy.
Yeah. He went to go do comedy in the beautiful Seychelles and then got diverted for like a rich
shank or something.
Yeah, your guys.
Yep, my guys. Wow, okay.
Farhan, what is your background? You've got to have some Middle Eastern in there.
Yeah, so there's some Yemen in me.
Yemen.
Yeah, man.
So, that's terrible. That's terrible news, Dave.
But also, what's nice about it is I found a comedy club in Madagascar and I went and did 5 minutes.
And?
Nah, I didn't. Do you really believe that? I stayed in my hotel and drank 2 bottles of duty free rum.
That's hilarious.
Wow. So, everything's duty free in Madagascar. No, duty free in Joburg.
Oh,
it was drunk. It was my surprise. I should have bought, like, you know, you think, like, nothing's going to go wrong. Have you ever had an emergency landing in a plane?
Yes, twice.
Two
emergency landings.
Everyone, I'm on the plane now. I'm just watching because I watched all the different religions come together and pray to the main God. Because, like, obviously, you got your God. You got your God. When we were on the plane, everyone was like, my guy's not working for me. Can you help me with your one?
And eventually,
the same guy? And then they realized, we've all got the same guy. And they prayed to him, and we landed in Madagascar.
I often think of all these deities, like, in a lounge, getting stoned, and then someone starts to pray, and the guy's like, I've got to
please call me.
That's the leave the party.
You fuckers don't give us a break.
Yeah, that's the leave the party.
You just right now.
Poverty
when
again.
When I was a young comic, about the under 14 netball team at Athlone Girls High, and just they're praying because they've lost all their matches, and they're in the changing room, and they're praying to God, and God's like, you guys are shit. I'm not going to win.
Do you know that I am trying to solve Ebola right now?
You guys, you know what? Come to practice. Learn some stuff. I'm not going to let you win.
I'm a fair and just God.
We'll give a fake
funny.
View of the league.
We are going to go to a break right now and come back after that. No, we're just going to a break. We're going to go to
you do
a
know
break.
When you move away from the
we're
microphone.
We're going to go to
like I'm cut. Further away.
We're going to play some music. Daka, do some music for us.
Business leaders around the globe are committing to building a better world for everyone. CliffCentral.com is joining forces with the Sympathy Sleeper, taking a stand for the plight of the homeless. We invite you to participate with us in the Sympathy Sleep Out on the 28th of July 2016. Join the ranks of leaders of change by using your influence for what truly matters. Sign up now for the Sympathy Sleep Out on www.theceosleepoutza.co.za. That's theceosleepoutza.co.za.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Panda. Animals are having a bad day actually recently.
Hey. Shooting things and
stuff. Yeah, a mother who is not taking care of your 4-year-old fell into a Cincinnati gorilla zoo pen. Did you hear about
this?
Yeah,
but it's also
a gorilla. This is the thing I was thinking. Like, everyone was like, oh, the gorilla was protecting the 4-year-old.
Panda, right.
You know, why did we shoot him?
Panda.
What if it went the other way? Panda. What if that motherfucking gorilla started swinging that kid around like a fucking yo-yo? And just splitting arms and legs everywhere, then everyone would be like, yeah, that dude should have got shot. So, silverback gorilla, what was the name? Harambe. Yeah,
that's right.
Doesn't that mean some shit in Zimbabwe? Isn't that a place?
Harare.
Why don't you visit Harare?
I'm pretty sure that's the funny part of the situation.
Can I not go two.
But listen, Zimbabwe's got a lot of famous animals. You guys fucking just. You are
Yo, Cecil the lion.
What, yo, Cecil.
And then.
Cecil's cousin.
Cecil's cousin.
Like, yo. Yeah, after the weeks afterwards, America were like, shit, we need new news on the story. Yo. Let's give this lion a family.
Let's interview his family.
Yeah, the cousin.
And
the
in the thing, king. They were like, his brother, who is also a lion.
And we're like, yeah, like his brother could
That's
have
journalism.
Been a Ford Fiesta.
His cousin is distressed.
But how good are you at shooting things if you can miss the kid and shoot the gorilla? Or is the gorilla quite a big target?
No, well, he's a fucking silverback gorilla. He was a big fucking
But I wouldn't trust myself. I'd be like, I'd be sitting there. And even the mom's like, are you good at shooting? Yeah, I've done this before. I've got this. You know when there's epic fail?
Yeah. And they shoot the kid.
The name is Bob.
Sorry. Fucking sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
You know that
joke? Fucking sorry.
Okay, oh, man. Wow, don't shoot the messenger. Joke. Yeah, don't shoot the kid.
No, shoot the messenger, damn it.
I would
have been to Joburg.
It's America. I thought the mom would have had a gun. Like,
I thought the kid would have had a gun.
Yeah. I thought everyone has one.
Yeah. They said they didn't want to shoot it with the tranquilizer because sometimes when you shoot a tranquilizer, then the thing will get like pissed off.
So then shoot it with another
But also maybe, you know, my
shoot
dog...
Shoot it with seven tranquilizers.
My dog used to escape out of my gate and we just went to the shop and bought some... Shoot the gorillas for a hip dog.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then
that was beautiful.
And then rape it for not behaving.
He wakes up going, well, wait a minute, just now there was a kid. What the
what
fuck
happened?
I'm an alpha male.
Yeah. Why?
He's like,
not
that's
anymore,
the last
bitch.
Time I'm fucking with a human kid.
But why don't you put, there's like little gardening stuff that you can put on your gates that if the kid can't get through the rain.
Yeah. I don't know how the kid
felt.
But you know what makes me laugh? Do you know what makes me laugh? Is everyone was like, it's the kid's fault. It's the mom's fault. It's the gorilla's fault. It's the motherfucking zoo's fault. There's a zoo.
Constitution
is the problem.
There's a zoo, man.
The Constitution. So you're blaming
institution.
George Washington.
I blame
the zoo.
The government.
It's bullshit that there's an actual space for that to happen.
Do you know what's crazy about the whole situation? We're making this big deal. It's one gorilla. What about all the animals that we slaughter every day to eat?
Yeah, all the cows
and
shit.
All the cows
and shit.
Where's Simi? Simi had a joke about this last night.
But you know what?
They've grown for that.
That doesn't make it better.
Doesn't make it worse.
Do you know what though? Don't you think?
I've never
been
to a zoo and saw a cow.
It's like
the most boring zoo in the world.
Don't you think cows deserve it? Am I the only one who thinks that?
Listen to me.
We lost ever rhino meat.
Yesterday.
It's very chewy.
I was chilling with some Asian men. We had some rhino, caught some
hard
ons.
Yeah.
Have you been to the Joburg Zoo?
Yes, I have. I have been to Joburg Zoo.
I've got a kid, so we often like we'll go on a
They got leopards and shit there.
But what's the most common animal at the zoo?
Which
you see a lot of.
Children.
Bees.
Wow.
So many bees.
We need bees, though.
But what I did the other day is, because I also was like that, Mom, I need to go to the toilet to do something. I got a whole lot of bees together and said, look after my kid. Let me tell you something. You put a bee on a kid, they will stand dead still.
Wow.
So, do you know
it's better than a gorilla.
Do you know why I like wasps or cunts?
Bees
are pretty cool. Friend.
The single ones.
Bees had the decency after
to make money.
To die. Yeah. So like, I'm sorry about that. I will now go and die. Whereas wasps are just tickers, motherfucker. There's that. I love that. There's that thing on Facebook/social media and shit like that where they have where they rename the animals. Like a porcupine is like a spike cat.
Yeah.
And so like a camel was like a two-tit horse.
Yeah.
And etc. And then it goes down this long list.
For me.
It's down this long list of like a dolphin was like a slippery bottle or whatever
mammal.
The thing goes all the way down and then it goes to shark and then it just calls it sea cunt. That's so true.
The zoos are going to be the same as circuses. Zoos. There's a lot of circuses traveling around the world that have no animals anymore.
Yeah.
They may have dog acts, right. But is that bad or making dogs jump?
I have a dog act.
Yeah, but it probably involves your sack.
It's not.
Check out
sack.
That laugh.
It's my willy. No, what were we talking about? Oh,
the gorilla.
Yes.
Comedy.
Back
comedy,
to
comedy.
The comedy.
That's a theme there as well. Is it too soon? Like, you talk about the gorilla. A lot of people saying, like, you
have
rights.
No, but that's always a conversation.
Talking about
man.
Parents, talking about America, so...
There's only one rule. There is one
can
single
Can you make
rule.
Fun of it?
Can Is it funny? That's it. I mean, is it funny? To majority. And I do that. I do that 60% of the room laughing. That's all I fucking care about. That's all I care about.
You know how many comics concentrate on the guy that's not laughing?
Yeah, it's a problem.
So
I used to do that.
People that are
like
laughing are digging your show. The guy that's not digging it, you don't know why he's not digging your comedy. You can't assume that it's not digging your comedy. He's had a bad day.
Yeah.
And he's sitting in an audience there and he's
going,
about his
I'm
business.
Funny. Why am I not up there?
I'm funny. But the guy who shot the gorilla, that must be the weirdest conversation when he gets home from work with his wife.
How was your day?
You know, Farimbe.
You're the big fucking...
Yes, I love him.
Yeah.
Yes, how is he?
He's so gentle.
He actually he's
great hair. I shot him in the middle of
good
the face.
Good
with
kids.
What? And she like drops her casserole. She's like, last week you shot like a tiger and three leopards. What are you doing at that zoo? He goes, no, I've got to stop that. and they go back in his history. He's actually like a full on...
Yeah.
He's a hunter and he's got these trophies.
Wow.
Meantime, there was no kid.
No. It turns out he's a convicted drug peddler. That was what came out.
No, man, that's America. They'll find
shut
that's
the
like
fuck up.
Yeah.
No, shut the front door. Shut the gate and don't let the kid in again. That's what you want.
So the guy that shot, they looked into his history and he was a drug
dealer. My bad. It was the actual parent of the kid that was.
Oh, he's the drug dealer.
Check out the journalistic integrity of Farhan.
Straight man.
Actually, the guy who shot the group.
actually, it was the gorilla that was the convicted drug peddler.
Wow. Yeah. Shame, man. But he was giving out
bath salts to all the children
next week
at the
he's
zoo.
Just sitting there with his gun, just waiting. And there's a kid. Then he like nudges the kid into the cage. There's another kid. Shoot the camel.
Sorry, we are checking if the comedian's
on the
line. No, he's not yet.
How professional is this to phone a comedian and he's not available? He's got a kid.
Well, it is. It's 9:40 in the morning.
I was up at 5:30 to get
doing
here.
What?
To get here. To live.
Wow.
My son has got an insect day at school where they collect insects.
Yeah.
But he didn't have his insect jar because you can't just put insects in a jar.
Yeah.
It's not like
it's their natural habitat.
Yeah, I've got this like insect collector. It's like a little picnic basket with netting so you can see the insects and they can breathe.
Yeah.
But I didn't give it to him because I'm a comedian and I was busy.
Bad father.
No, they're a golf day. Right. I raise money for kids with no legs. Give me a flipping
Oh, good job.
Please.
Good job. Would you buy them shoes? Comedians.
No, they don't need shoes.
Comedian. That's the joke, Dave. Thanks.
They don't have clothes.
Comedian on the
line. They can't wear slip socks. They honestly can't wear slip socks.
Good morning. Good morning, Christopher.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you, Christopher?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Good.
How are
you? We are calling you here on the Gas Comedy Podcast because you have a one-man show that you are doing.
I have a fantastic one-man show called Who's Your Daddy?
Who is your daddy, Chris?
Who is my daddy?
Dave Levinson's here, so he's probably your father.
My dad.
Dave Levinson's,
your dad?
Yeah, Dave Levinson's in studio. He might be taking over from me, but it's not going well.
he's magnificent. Have you had his beer?
I've had his beer. I have had lots of Dave's fluids.
Have you? Why do you call him Christopher?
Because I like
his stage
that.
Name is Chris Forrest.
Yeah,
you just
Chris
confuse
Forrest.
People.
No, people know. People know who Chris Forrest is.
Then I think his dad is Mr. Forrest.
That's true.
There you go. That was the shortest interview in history.
So nice. Chris, where is the show being held?
The Stanton Theatre on the Square.
That is is that the Auto General?
The Auto General, Stanton Theatre on the Square in the Nelson Mandela Square stand.
Cool. And how many nights have you got there?
Still to go another 16.
Another 16?
You sound so enthusiastic.
Another 16.
I'm sorry, believe it or not, I just finished, I did a run, so I'm a bit out of breath.
Sheesh.
And I know if you had to look at me, you'd go, where did you run? Like,
no, Chris, you're an athletic motherfucker, actually. You do a lot of athletic things. You ride a bike. I don't know how many people know this, but Chris does every single bicycle race in the country, all the time.
Ever.
He actually just delivers pizzas, but he's just always stuck in that race.
If I was delivering pizzas, there'd normally be a slice missing.
That's what they call you. Chris Forrest, slice missing.
Ah.
No, that was my dad who had a lobotomy, sorry.
Okay. So tell me, Chris, what is the show about?
Slice missing.
It's called Who's Your Daddy? What is the show about?
It's all about my journey to becoming a dad.
Because you're a double dad now.
I'm a double dad now. I double dipped, yeah.
So this is
everything that you go through when you become a parent, from like the first stages when you're trying for a baby, up until like going through the pregnancy, up until when you actually have a baby.
But this show is on its second run, right? Because you have a new baby to talk about.
Well, no, it's on its second run. It's still the same show as on the first run. I don't actually mention the new baby.
Do you mention that new baby in life? Like,
do you acknowledge her presence?
I sometimes acknowledge her, yeah.
That's hilarious. Kid. I saw a picture on social network. You were talking to the kid on like a couch, and the kid was laughing its ass off. Do you know that picture, or is that just one of my personal pictures?
That's one of your. It could be one of your personal pictures.
That's just one of mine. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
That's
about
why.
That.
That's why he's actually leaving.
Uncle Dusty.
I have to leave.
Dusty has to go.
So the show is running for 16 more shows at the Auto General. Is it every single day of the week, or do you have a break day?
It's Monday through Saturday, and two shows every Saturday.
Okay, and
two shows on Saturday.
Matinees.
Two shows. I'm crazy like that. Jeez. I'll do two
pay
shows.
That, pay that bond.
And where? And where can we get tickets?
You can either get them at the theatre themselves or at Strictly Tickets strictlytickets.com.
Oh, Strictly Tickets. That's the Strictly other
thing. Have you seen the show? I think that's the mainstream.
I have seen the show before, but not this run. I haven't seen.
I went to the opening night. It was fantastic. We all got it was like a kids' party. We all got a kid pack. You know the pack at the end.
Yeah, yeah. What was it?
It wasn't any adult
a
things.
A party
in there.
Pack.
A party pack. That's what it is.
So do you dad comedians get together and talk about?
I don't know if we do. I don't know how many other dad comedians are there.
You,
there's quite a few. There's a network of us. It's you and me.
There's a WhatsApp group.
You know what, Chris, don't tell him that we get together because he's like, do you guys get together? Like, of course we do, man. We have the best fun. Dusty can't come to our meetings.
I'll have a child.
Like Dusty and people get together and play PlayStation, and then we get together and talk about
medical aid. That's hilarious.
Fun. I talk about my insect box that I forgot to give my kid.
We've already heard about that, Dave. So your kids, what, Chris, you're a comedian and your wife is a comedic promoter / entertainment pro. What do you want your kids to be? Do you have any preferences? What do you want them to be when they grow up?
A chartered accountant.
Believe me, I have one of those. They're amazing.
Yes, that's exactly why I'm so happy.
Wow.
Not a child. I have one that will make a child one day on a spreadsheet. No.
Wow.
On a spreadsheet.
Wow.
Chris, I hope you all the best for your show. I'm sure it's going to rock. It rocked the last season, so I'm definitely going to rock this season.
Chris, do you want to send a shout out to anyone?
Send a shout out to Dave. Dave Levinson.
Dave Levinson, here he is.
If you're listening, you're wonderful.
That's the nicest thing
I've ever heard in my entire life, Chris.
That's beautiful. Thank you very much, Chris. Have yourself a good day. Thank you for keeping your body healthy for us all to enjoy your comedy for long.
Thanks, Chris.
Cool. Cheers.
Thank you, Chris. Bye bye. That was Christopher Forrest, also known as Chris Forrest, also known as the Toyota Burble. He was the Toyota Burble.
Known as Daddy.
He is to your daddy. If you have ever asked who's your daddy, and I know Eric,
no,
you
I've
do
never
that
asked.
Often.
No,
you don't lie.
I know my father.
Who is he?
I said bye to him this morning when he left for work.
Do you still live at home?
You said goodbye to him.
I mean, of course I did. Oh, I was like,
you,
yo.
Speaking of which, sure, daddy, speaking yo. Of daddies, have you lost your virginity yet?
Why is this a thing on the show?
It is a thing on the show.
You missed last week. You missed
show
last after this
show. So
we spoke about this for like 30
we
minutes.
We thought you weren't here last week because you were busy losing your
No, I was actually on my way to Macro to go to work and make money.
Oh, so you were still getting fucked.
Yeah. That's funny.
Hang on, just explain. I want to catch up here. This is fill me in.
So
I suppose did the without
but
using
put
the
him
pun.
There too because he is
no,
just
for us different version. Reasons. Different reasons.
What, so he's just because he's ugly and he's just because he's religious.
No, not because you're religious. It used to be. It used to be a religious thing.
But I just found strippers.
No.
Wow.
Okay, that's actually the wormhole.
Can I tell you something? Ron
gets other stuff though. He gets
a stripper. She says, "Can you say hi to Dave?"
No. So I went with two other comedians to the strip club this week.
Name?
And so we hang outside, and there's this guy who goes, no, when I come to a strip club, I don't want to get a dance from any stripper. I want one that's unobtainable. And I go, that's why I'm standing outside. I tried getting a strip dance from the cleaning lady, and they were like, sir, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
At least you had a clean crotch after that.
What is he believing? Like, this unobtainable. That's her job.
What's that?
To be obtainable as a dancer.
The cleaning lady.
No, who does he want? Unobtainable.
Yeah.
No, but that's...
The one who just stands by the curtain like this the whole night. Because she's got like a pimple or something. I want her.
No.
No, that's the manager. No, I want her. No, that's the cleaning lady. No, I want her. No.
She doesn't
even that's my you. Mom.
That's the bottom.
Oh, shit.
That's my mom. She's picking me up. I gotta go.
Shit.
Bye.
Oh, shit.
Eric, have you ever been to a strip club?
No.
You've never been to
a strip club? Strippers are amazing.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the... When I take over the show, we're doing it from a strip club. Okay, Eric, and you're coming with?
Thank you,
are you allowed to get a semi? It's all good because it's,
wow,
it's before 12.
Look at this.
What do you mean it's before 12?
You're allowed to get like April Fool's Day. You can have a semi before 12.
Before the 12th? Or
before
afternoon?
Noon.
Before
after lunch semis are a little bit awkward.
Awkward, yeah.
Are they there at midday? Are strippers there at midday?
The one in Germiston.
They need to practice, buddy.
10 a.m. I suppose. I mean... How much do you
can just
medical aid
up
on tips?
Down on
you got to
so Chris shit. Forrest is doing two shows on Saturday.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. He's a comedic stripper.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I mean, most that's strippers funny. Are. So, how in the pursuit, in the conquest of the JJ.
I still have it.
Does your lady listen to the show?
She does. This is now going to be very. It's going to be a really open conversation. Thank you.
Well, we spoke about Chris Forrest's wife's vagina earlier. So
well, we could not. That's how he's got a show out of it. He got a show out of.
I bet you didn't know that at the time.
Well, this is probably just going to prolong the period. That's what bumps me out. Not getting laid.
People who get pregnant.
Now it's on air. Now people know that you.
So no, that's official. There's pressure on her. She's like,
well, okay.
Thanks, guys.
Just take it easy.
Back to the comedy industry.
It's not like
this. Your girlfriend a comedian.
Wow. No, she's not.
Clip for you guys. Oh, we want to play some comedy clip now, so we're going to go straight into that. How long is your phone?
It's about 4.5.
Four and a half minutes. That's going to take us literally to the end of the show.
Who is it? TV.
No. So we can. He does a lot of one-liners. So let's just gauge it, and then we can.
Yeah, we'll do a couple other things. Where is he from?
I'm assuming American. Matt Donagher. Is that not Irish?
It does sound a bit Irish.
He's got a sitcom, I think.
Okay, we're going to go into him. Please enjoy Matt Donagher.
Everything's been going pretty well for me. The woman I had sex with last night was a model that I built. Actually, my girlfriend and I are having a kid in about 7 weeks, and I'm really excited about it. But the scariest thing to me are all the choices you have to make before the baby even arrives. Like, a couple nights ago, my girlfriend came home from work with this huge book of names. We're trying to narrow down the father. One time I had my therapist come to a show. That was a big mistake. No one heckles like a therapist. Therapist heckling is accurate. Get off the stage. Call your dad. You won't. The voices in my head are getting louder, so no more volumizing shampoo. I'm always worried something is wrong with me medically. I'm a bit of a hypochondriac, at least according to my gynecologist. I breastfed for way longer than normal today. I was at the grocery store. When I got to the cashier, she was like, "Do you want to donate $2 to end world hunger?" I was like, "Hell yeah." I had no idea we were so close.
That was Matt Donagher. Donagher.
Where do you find comedy, Farhan?
Where do you look? Where do you find it?
Internet, Dave. You've heard of the internet?
No, but I don't look. I don't watch comedians. It's the weirdest thing. Why? I can't. I've watched. I either get a little bit.
Who's
like
your favorite
angry
comedian?
That they're
Who's
so
your favorite
good.
Comedian?
It's different at different times of my life. Jim Jefferies I've been enjoying at the moment.
Yeah.
I saw him live and I was like, I dug the things that he was doing.
Yes, yeah.
You might have liked him as well because he pushes that envelope.
I adore Jim Jefferies. I really adore Jim Jefferies.
But I also don't have a favorite. Like when that guy, I'd like to hear more of his stuff.
Okay, so genuinely to answer that, so I've been looking for comedy for the show. The late night talk shows generally have comedians come up and they have to do type five.
That, man. Yeah. There should be a late night show that's actually good on this.
A television show.
Yeah.
Just remember, that late night show
with
Trevor Noah that he did the first time was based purely on a Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon kind of show.
But Emmett canned it.
But Emmett didn't understand why you were doing that. Also, if you run out of celebrities, it doesn't matter. Look at that guy that's in the car with the celebs. It's not even in the studio.
Yeah.
They're doing karaoke.
Yeah.
So if people just like had the right, that's where you maybe said. It's no good sending your thing into a commissioning editor.
You need to have a proper idea.
There's got to be an idea going, this is happening and working overseas. We don't have a David Letterman show.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's actually absurd that we don't have that.
We do, and I mean, people have tried. We do have Bantu Hour, but Bantu Hour is more of a skit show type. Then there needs to be a late show. There needs to be a late show in the late show format. It's not us copying American like we usually do on all of our other shows. A late show is a actual comedy genre, and it gives comedians 5 minutes. It gives comedians 5 minutes in front of the television, which is important to because this country only gives a shit about.
You know what you realize
television.
When you speak to people about Comedy Central? What's happening now?
Yeah,
lady told me her. Grandmother, well, the grandmother, the kids looking after the grands going, "What are you kids watching?" And these kids are like 12 and 14. And they couldn't leave that TV. But that was, now remember when you were 12 and 14 when you listened to, like, the first time you heard George Carlin swear?
Yeah.
You're like,
"Shit, this fucking cock's like a motherfucking fuck
early twice." You had that tape at school. I had a tape at school.
Yeah.
You had a CD.
Yeah.
But I mean, you took that to school and you were like the hero because you said, listen to this. This is a guy saying a swear word.
Yeah, I should.
My first VHS comedian that I listened to, like from, like it was a TDK 90, which was more than the TDK
60.
Yeah. And that thing had George Carlin on both sides. Two albums.
I know this.
Listen to that thing with my headphones. My first comedic experience. Listen to that. Like everyone else is listening to magazines, watching porn, whatever.
I was listening
to George Carlin on headphones.
I was watching Billy Connolly instead of KTV.
I don't like David.
Learning how to swear in Scottish. Right, ladies and gentlemen.
You can watch porn while you listen to a tape.
Carlin. Yeah. Wow. I am going.
Multitasking.
So what I'm
going
to do.
We didn't have watch porn. There's no porn in the 80s.
Magazines.
Yeah. No, and don't, you don't turn the magazine with your tongue like that, like you just did.
What do you mean?
You don't touch that magazine.
Turn their mics off. Let them have this conversation.
Listen, sorry. Duncan. No,
Steve, back to you.
So what we are going to be doing from now on this podcast is we are going to have a new host. Dave is going to decide. We're gonna have a couple of guys that are gonna come in. I am going to still give you content from Australia. Like I will send you some stuff about what's happening there in the comedy scene, and like a little dusty.
It's so nice here. You guys must come.
No, I won't say shit like that. I will. But this is me signing off for now. Until there's a different format of me. So we are going to say goodbye today. You have been a fantastic 7. All 7 of you listening to us. I love everyone.
Darren,
everyone.
So I love you. Your messages late at night.
Sim, you are beautiful. And if you are downloading this, you probably might be downloading this in the future.
Did we find anything out about the guest, like something special?
No.
Did you ask me any questions?
No, but you're not a guest. Oh. You're hopefully the new fucking host.
You're our prospect.
You're show from next week. Duncan, we're taking this. We're going to take the show
in a different direction.
To new levels.
This was actually an interview. This was an audition.
Well done.
Psych. No, what's going to happen is you all need to... people will probably be downloading this in the future when we're all fucking famous.
Playing sad music.
Yes. You'll probably download this in the future when we're all fucking famous. And right now, I want to tell you, future listener, there were 7. There were 7 fucking people listening to this, and you weren't one of them. And now you think you can jump on the motherfucking bandwagon? Because I knew that guy.
No, you can't.
We want the 7 back. We want the 7 original back.
Jumpy,
let's say goodbye. Farhan, say goodbye. Slurpy.
Goodbye.
Eric, say goodbye.
Bye.
Dave, say hello.
Hello, everybody.
And I'm saying goodbye. And remember, as usual, go fuck yourself.
This is CliffCentral.com.